make observations to build explanations with estimations based on known information. So what you know about STEM? Mathematics and science, engineering, technology. If you take a look back through history, science and maths evolved to...
I myself would like to be a scientist too.
Okay, that's good.
And in the abandoned center, maths is helping me in science as well, because I hear that scientists use maths to do science.
It was really good to see children who don't normally come forward in a lesson to really shine.
Hydrogen, helium, then lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine and neon, then sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon and phosphorus and sulfur and chlorine and argon and then potassium, calcium, scandium,
okay,
titanium,
you
vanadium,
the idea of
chromium,
being
manganese,
done.
Besides
the iron,
usually I hate
maths, but now it's
just
getting you into it.
Okay, I see, that's the idea.
Yeah. So, what we're doing is... opposing in our horizon.
I'm hoping of being in touch with my breath.
Yeah, so good. I've really enjoyed the day.
Thank you.
And I found it very interesting and very extremely, actually, abundant and helps me with my skills and versatility.
I found it amazing.
So what you bring to the day is very important. It's also very unique.
I myself would like to be a scientist too.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Derek, Ian, well done. Completing your science placement with You Learn Naturally. It's been good. Please, I want you to just introduce yourself a bit and tell us what you've been doing so we can be clear for the handover and just review what we've been up to. Mm. Do you want to start first, Ian?
Me?
Yeah, introduce yourself.
My name's Ian. Yeah, coming from Enfield College for the work placement here. And during my work experience, I've learned a few things. I will add more to myself and how I'm going to do in life. The one thing that I know that I've learned is using audacity. You know, I didn't have time to, but audacity has told me to know how to edit the sound and audio, and how to edit Maker, like it's an audio editor for Maker. Mm-hmm. It's audio Maker, mm-hmm. And audio editing, and that has increased how I'm gonna, if anything happens, and how I, if anything happens and I need it, that knowledge, and someone needs that knowledge for me to understand how to edit an audio, I can now understand it because of how I learned from here.
Good. So just to put that into context, so we. You came to that because we were editing, first of all, the Melanin documents,
yes.
The Melanin audio files, which were very technical chemistry subjects, reasonings on Melanin. How did you find that generally? Just particularly the science, because your science, both of your science students.
Of course, I understood what he was talking about, but at first, I never used Audacity before. Mm. So at first it was quite hard, but as you explained it to me, and I understood more of how to use it, it was getting... more and more, I got used to doing it, mm-hmm. and how to edit the audio.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about the content, the actual the material that you were editing?
Oh, the material.
Yeah.
There was a lot of information. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of valuable information about what he was pointing out, and as I was listening to it, the information that he was saying, it was clear, and it was educational.
Mm. Good. Well, that's the whole point in terms of cutting it into clips. Because when you make it into clips, it becomes easier to digest it. Okay, good. Well, we'll come to the other things. Just, Derek, I want you to have a word. So, introduce yourself, please.
Derek. Although I've not been here for long, I feel like it's been long. Because I have learned something that I would say, within a short period, I've learned what someone would say. They use years to learn. Because for me, the audacity, I got quite some skills from it. Like, I learned audio editing, even though, like, before I used to do that sound on computers, but now it's clearer. And also,
trying to bang the pen.
Okay. And also, for the audacity, one skill that I can say I've got is accuracy and precision. Because when you're editing, you have to know the exact place to cut, so that if you cut it, you don't mix another sound. So that one is accuracy, and you have to be precise about what you're cutting. You have to know that you have cut it, and you have not just cut anything random. It has to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one skill I learned. And also, I learned timing. You have to time it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if it's at 15 seconds, you can't go cut at 16 seconds, because that's going to make the other sound null. Yeah, so that one. And also, from the audio editing, I learned how to put empty sounds together to make a whole sentence, if you get what I'm trying to say. Like, you can cut one sentence and you cut the irrelevant bit out, then you cut a different part of another sentence, but you can put it together for it to make sense and put and bring out the broad idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
That's
good.
The bit I learned from the audacity.
Good. I'm glad you picked up on those things. And what I would say as well, which you didn't mention, but the reason why I gave it to you is because this was a science activity. You're science students, and I wanted someone who could listen to it with a scientific ear, because mm-hmm. it's not just cutting it. The task required you to label them appropriately
yeah.
to what's being spoken about,
mm-hmm.
to be able to hear a coherent reasoning, a coherent point
mm-hmm.
to edit to that. So persons who don't have a scientific ear would maybe find it hard to listen to that
mm-hmm.
and extract the thing properly. So it's editing. I see you like the editing side, but the fact that you are science students doing the editing, that's the key for me. Because then I know that I could trust you to hear properly coherent parts of the reasoning. So, good. Well done for that. Okay, next. What else did you do? What else would you like to talk about?
Next, I started making an article.
Okay, so now we're talking about the Futurist magazine.
Yeah, of course.
You have, I gave you a briefing about our new publication.
Yeah, I was going to say that before we did the article, we had a little discussion on the business proposition
mm-hmm.
of what it is that you're doing here.
Yeah.
And because of that, we got a broad idea of what we're supposed to be doing for the article and how we're going to improve the article and make it look right
mm-hmm.
for the public.
That's right. Well, good. I'm glad you took that in. Mm-hmm. And I gather that you recognised the name of the person who had done the research before.
Of course.
Another placement was there, Samuel, and he had done some preparation work.
Yeah.
And then now you have built on top of that.
Yeah.
So I like that. I like the fact that there's a continuity
mm.
and that the ones doing the work know each other.
Mm.
This is good. And so now you've taken it to another place where we've virtually have a finished article. You've been your task has involved doing some research into the GCSE statistics.
Yeah.
So, you know, do you want to speak about that a bit?
With the GCSE statistics, I've seen that throughout the there's something called Progress 8.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that Progress 8 has during the time I've seen, they say that during that time, they said that students across the UK has seen an improvement since 2016
mm-hmm.
to 2017. Now, I kept looking at one specific area that I had to look at was Haringey. And as I was looking at Haringey in North London, it was along the alignment. It was along the line of those grades that the students were getting.
Mm-hmm. So you feel that Haringey was meeting the national
standard? Yeah, we were.
Okay.
Because through looking at these informations, I looked at it through different spreadsheets.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it through Excel, Word, and I looked at it on an online, on a Google basis, and I looked at all the information that gave me more broad ideas of where Haringey was heading
mm-hmm.
towards this time.
That was quite a lot of data. Have you had to look at that amount of data before?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a new step. It's a further step of broadening my knowledge. Because
mm-hmm.
that kind of spreadsheet that I looked at, I've never been through that kind of spreadsheet before. But now that I have a strong passion in me that I know that I can now find myself to look at those pressures and know what information I need to grasp and grab out of it from looking at those.
Okay, that is called data analysis.
Yeah.
So that's what you put on your CV.
Data
analysis. I did data analysis.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Derek. You did also did an article for The Futurist.
Yeah, I have divided it.
So. Tell us about it.
Okay. So for my one, I carried on someone's research.
Mm-hmm.
So from that one, even there's one skill, how to pick up someone's work and improve it.
Mm-hmm.
Not starting from scratch, but you try to find out what they have learned and try to find out your sources and add more to make sense out of what the person did and couldn't leave out. So it's more like continuing someone's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I learned how to source documents. Go, if you find something, find the source, get the key points out of it and bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
So like to get a whole news article, pick out the information, the one that is relevant. Because for our bit, we're here doing science, so on the oil spillage, even though people were talking about how the color has changed, we couldn't just pay heed to only that because we're talking about science. So we had to look about the science factors, how it affects the wildlife, like, and I had to go into diesel pollution because I wasn't getting the whole point, so I had to go and I didn't even know that diesel cars were the ones that polluted the environment the most until now. So I had to go extra research into that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
And also, before the article writing, we had a meeting with you about how to get things out to the public, and we were contemplating, like, we were having ideas how to get it to the adults, how to get it to the youth, how to mummify, yeah, them ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a very, very useful meeting. And yeah, that, yes, we'll get to that in a bit, maybe. And what I would like to add to what you said is that both of you, to do this, you've entered our project management system. So we have a project management system for the organisation. And so you have received access to that and you've been assigned tasks within it. You've updated the system. This is how you've been able to pick up on what the other ones have done, and in your completion of this, you will obviously ensure that the system is updated properly with what you've done, so that next ones can also pick up the thing from there. So that's good. Anything else you want to add to what you've been doing? Because I think this is something.
Did our group activity? We learn about binary.
Ah yes, that's right. Of course, yes.
He forgot.
And what we learned about binary is that I thought binary was just ones and zeros, and it is ones and zeros, but with the ones and zeros you can produce different things with it.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like we did.
Yes. Say.
You can. Have you done your stuff? Have you brought it up to summary point?
Not summary, like, I brought it up for tomorrow. It'll be like, I'll do it in like 10-5 minutes.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Elf.
Yeah, with our binary, we learn how to make music with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew I could do that from the binary before. And the more we did it, we did it in sync together.
Mm-hmm.
And it made a rhythm with the binary, the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It was fascinating. It was interesting that we could do that. I didn't know we could do that before.
Okay, well, good, I'm glad it touched you. And just to sort of summarise what we did there, that was part of, we were preparing for an event for our Science Week programme, and that was using binary drumming, which is a system that we have in our school, to reflect the values of the things, reflect the atom numbers, and turn those things into binary, thereby turn them into rhythms, so we could play with the atoms in a rhythmic way.
Mm-hmm.
And there were young children there, there were older ones there, yourselves were there. So that was, I wanted you to do that because I wanted you to have a practical context to the work. It's one thing to sit in an office and do administration around it.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to get into the front end of the activity.
Okay.
And when you do both of those things, then the back end work will be more informed.
Okay.
That's the point. So, good. Yeah.
Right now I'm also going to touch on the binary
okay.
and the group activities we did.
Okay, that also fed into a game system that we're developing. So, yes, speaking.
So, for the binary, no, for the group activities,
mm-hmm.
I mean, today, no, throughout the work placement, I learned about gamification, which you mentioned, like introduction of video games or gaming structures into our everyday lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and for that, for the binary section too, I did not know you could represent atoms and demons and other elements with binary,
mm-hmm.
but you did it, and I was like, I was marveled, because mm-hmm. I had never seen anyone represent an element. You'd be like, Papa, 1100, 1100. They'd be like, that's oxygen. I'm like, what's he on about?
Mm-hmm.
But when we did it with you, I was like, okay, cool. So you can actually use these numbers to represent the atomic numbers of, and that's one of God. And I also, I learned that you're starting a project, level B9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for that one, what I picked from it is that do not set small targets for yourself. Level being, I mean, aim high. You know that you can do it no matter what
mm-hmm.
it is. Aim for the big one. Don't limit yourself. Just be like, if you say to yourself you're going to do it, you can do it.
That's right.
Yeah, because level being, nine is the, if those who have come from GCSE, you know that nine is the like high level.
That's right.
So if you level being nine, someone wouldn't get it, but when they get to the GC, they're like, oh, so level being nine, this is what you meant.
Mm-hmm.
So we're aiming for level nine, not anything. We're aiming for something high. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Well, great. That's the whole point. So, yeah, good. I'm glad you picked these things.
that's pretty much it that we did, to be honest.
Okay, so we've also touched on the editing. We touched on some media editing because we've done a science week program with one of our member trusts, one of the Centre Korean.
Yeah.
And so, Ian, you've been involved in editing that video, which will be coming out shortly.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah. Today,
mm-hmm.
the video that we did today, that I edited today, was for, like, as you said,
the Abundant Centre Croydon.
Yeah.
So what we've done there, you've reviewed all the images that were taken,
mm-hmm.
and basically selected the appropriate images
that could be used for the
right.
video.
And then we've used Movie Maker, and you've been bringing together the beginning of that, the introduction of that. So it's now, you have audio editing skills, you've been introduced to that, and you've just been introduced to the video editing, and you know, both of those things are dealing with science work, science enrichment, science advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the language. In terms of your CV, you've done work in science advocacy, and you've done media production in regard to science advocacy.
Okay.
Yeah. And science engagement. That conversation that we had about engagement, we spoke about gamification and possibly ways of gamifying the magazine,
yeah.
and to engage people into it. That was a very useful conversation. As you can see, we've gone deeply into it. Some of the administration, the other team, have been doing work around that in terms of documenting the processes. So it's been good. It's been good.
Very good. Excellent.
You know, I know you found some points challenging, but I would say that you've done well. I would definitely keep it like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I welcome your presence. This is a situation where you're here through the college, but the college and I will let you know that there's always opportunities. You can see there's lots of work to do.
Yeah.
So at any point, if you have a sense that you need to or you want to improve your skills, your CV, your comprehension in a way that is much deeper than the college will go, because as you can see, it is deeper than, when you get to the practicality of things, it's inevitably deeper.
You can just contact you.
Have to it on a broad base,
yeah.
and make it standard for everyone.
Right.
But in a workplace, when one, there's specific tasks to do, and two, because we're in a small team, I can concentrate on what you need to develop what you're about. So you're very welcome to return. In summary, that's what I'm saying. You're welcome to return and share your skills and share your improvements. But for now, well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Say Hashima.
Hashima.
Hashima. Yeah. I thought it was Japanese until I found out it's Swahili.
And I also like the fact that, just a side point, when we did the gamification review, we were talking about engagement. You introduced me to Moface. So this is a youth culture icon that one knows about. And so I did some research on it and found the history, the story for this. And so I'm glad that you have a sense that there is a story for it. But this is the thing, a lot of things that young people are engaged in, there's deep stories for them. But it's not often they get to define them or reason on them. And it's only when you get to them that you can really kind of innovate with it properly. Otherwise, you just kind of follow your thing with just mystery.
Yeah.
But when you see where it's come from, then you can really use it. You can like really you talk about Mofix.
You see a group of people laughing and you start laughing, but you don't know why they're laughing.
Ah, that's right. And now you do. So, again, well done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good thanks.
Again, yeah, of course. Thank you very much. It's excellent. Yeah. Lovely.
Okay, Yano, thank you very much for your time. You've been here with us at You Learn Naturally, doing your work placement. You are an engineering student. Please just introduce yourself. I know I've said your name, but introduce yourself and tell us how you found your work placement, please.
I'm Yano, and I've learned a lot here at the Unified Learning Centre.
Mm.
Okay, first it started with, we start with the project, it's called A Prototype Space, The Future and Beyond. Okay, this was a project, it was based on a building, it was based on a building with a hydrogen base.
Share your interpretation.
Okay. At first, we're doing a floor mapping of the building, and at first it was quite difficult, but once you actually start getting the work done, once you start with it, it gets a lot easier, and like you feel the flow of the work happening. What I learned from being here is actually how it might be in an engineering environment, like a workplace. So I think that's helped me a lot to get in the right state of mind for later on.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, just to put it to the context, yes. We have a lot of projects here. This one is a futuristic one. It's a futuristic center planning. And it's been good to have you here because you have the technical skills to think it through. So, yes, we have a model center for a prototype for 2030, which is can be built in a couple of spaces that we've identified, some in regions of Africa, but some here, also in the UK, and it's a very, let's say, new age type of building. Yeah. I think you'd agree that it's a new age building. So we've been working with a spherical dome, a spherical pod building space, which has been, we've labelled as the accommodation, and you have laid out the ground floor. There's three floors in that building. Specifically, what do you think you've learned in doing that? Because we had to return to some things regarding your math studies, I think.
Yeah.
You know, the trigonometry and...
Well, I just learned, you know when people say they're in school, that they're not going to use this useless maths and stuff like that? You actually need to use it in real life. And like, the mapping of the buildings, it's all about maths. Mm-hmm. And it's quite difficult, but it helped a lot. And it was eye-opening.
Okay, good. Well, you've been quite focused. I've not spread out too much task for you, but you did get involved in some drawing and you did get to work with the game designers in terms of modelling, starting to model some of the animation. How did you find that? Because we started to talk through book layout and drawing some of your art skills.
Well, it made me first respect how hard it is that game designers do from speaking to them, like how hard it is. And like, yeah, I enjoyed the drawing part, obviously. And yeah, okay.
Okay, well, again, that was useful as well because we've started to do the storyboard for that publication. So good, thank you for that. You're looking to be an astronaut. aerospace engineer. Yeah. An aerospace engineer. So that's a, you know, that's a wonderful thing. Well done. Thank you for your time.
Yep.
And success.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally Radio.
Wow!
YouLearnNaturally.org. YouLearnNaturally.org.